Alright, what's going on? It's your boy Tex. Let's get into this podcast episode. So this one's L's at the Job Part 3, right? So this guy and I, let's call him, let's call him Boston, right? Me and Boston weren't really in good terms, right? So, usually this dude would joke around weirdly, and since, of course, I'm a bit weird, you know, I understood jokes and all that, right? Like, I understood where this guy is coming from. And so, what's it called? It was, you know, we were getting off to a pretty good start when I started all that, right? And then halfway about through, I was joking with the guy, you know, I said, "Good morning, bitch," right? You know, because usually that's how the jokes fly around in that work environment, right? And dude turned around, he's like, "Back the fuck away from me." He's like, I, maybe he's having a bad day, right? So I'm just thinking, it's like, all right, I just won't talk to him for the rest of the day, blah, 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 right? So, a good week passes by. And then, you know, he's walking towards me to this one lot where there's a bunch of planes and all that, right? And I'm walking away from the lot. And I was like, "Boston, you old bastard, how you doing?" Right? And keep in mind, this guy's old and all that. But, you know, he's a bit funny, right? And he's like, "Don't talk to me." You know, I was like, "All right, fine, whatever, you know." And dude's just like, you know, he's not having it. I was like, "All right, whatever." And I'm like thinking, this dude's like straight up such a bitch, right? Because it's funny, you know, he can joke around like that, but I can't. It's like, where the fuck is the logic, right? Like, I am nothing like my generation. Seriously, I'm not. Okay, maybe a little bit, but just a little bit. On the fringe, just a little bit, I am like my generation. But anything like that includes, like, really, I don't know, for instance, astrology TikToks or really just poor taste in jokes, all that, you know, I'm not like that, you know. I'll make cringy jokes, yeah, but it's not, like, really poor taste. So, really, and I don't want to get everyone canceled. I don't want anyone canceled for that matter, you know. I think comedy is great. I think jokes are supposed to be, you know, hurtful a bit, just a bit, you know, nothing crazy. That's why they're called jokes, but apparently this guy, you know, even though he's like fucking 65 and he's like pro-Trump and all that, he's like, "Oh, well, that joke hurt my feelings, ooh," you know. So anyways, going on that tirade, this guy, you know, I'm just like, all right, whatever, I won't talk to this dude, fuck him. And so, I said right, I didn't mean, I was looking at my tongue because I wanted to see if I had, like, any candy color. I went like, "Bleh," instead of right, so my bad. But, so the guy, he's in charge of cleaning the top shelves this day, right? And keep in mind, it's been a week ever since the other two dudes got fired. So then, you know, we're cleaning the shelves and all that because we have to do it for the inventory, all that, blah, 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 right? So, he's in charge of cleaning the top shelves, which are really big, you know, keep in mind. So, he has to climb up there, clean them, and I'm required to clean the bottom shelves. Okay, fine, right? And this day in particular, I'm actually thinking of, like, quitting my job. Because this day, I'm just not feeling the vibe. I'm just not in the mood to, like, be fucked around with, not even my time or whatever. I'm just not in the mood to, like, be messed around, you know? It's like, alright, whatever. Right? So, I'm just doing the bottom shelves, you know, and I get a few complaints from my boss about, you know, cleaning the shelves. I was like, okay, that's fine. You know, nothing that hasn't happened before, right? So, I'm cleaning, right? And we get this heavy load of plants coming from this truck, right? It's a big truck. And so, this dude sees that truck. And he's thinking, fuck no, I'm out of here, right? And that was partially the reason why he quit. The other reason why it was actually, since this guy's like 60-something, right? And I'm not, like, you know, going crazy over the reason he quit. I don't blame him, you know, as much as me and this dude had beef. I don't blame him for quitting his job like that on the spot. He apparently had some problems with his sides, right? Like, one of his sides in the ribcage were hurting, like, really badly. So, apparently, he wanted to go to doctors to get it checked out. But since he's a senior employee, right, these dudes, instead of giving him less hours because he was actually asking for less hours of work, they decided to give him more hours of work so that way, you know, they could just really use him like a dirty condom, then put on the next one, you know, slap off that other dirty condom. So he's like, oh, you know what, fuck this, I'm out. So he basically climbs down that ladder, clocks out, and he leaves forever. And at that point, I'm a little bit excited, you know, I'm like, yes, I win, you know. And like, I didn't even know, because I'm asking the other cashier, hey, where's Boston at, right? And she's like, oh, well, you didn't hear? I was like, no, what happened? She's like, well, he quit. I was like, aha! If you ever saw that TikTok where, like, a lot of people just make their face like, ah, ha, 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 and then it starts buffering, right? And then it's like, aha, and then buffers again. That's basically my expression that day, right? Because I was like, aha, you know, I barely been here like a month, and I managed to outlast this guy, right? Just by, like, a few hours. So then this dude, he just ups and leaves, and he's gone. There's no more of him, you know? It's like, wow, track. Track? Let's just fucking say track. I meant to say tragic. My God. My bad. But honestly, that, you know, it was a little bit of a revelation, because at that point, you know, when you got like cartoon eyes and all that, your eyes just pop out of your glasses or your head and like, boom, right? And then that revelation comes like, uh-oh, time to abandon ship, right? So then that guy quits. And really, no one ever sees him for the rest of the day, or for that matter, ever. At least as far as I know. So that being said, I will see y'all in the next podcast episode, part 4 coming up. Peace.